Praise the Lord. The reason why it is difficult now for us to identify the so-called men of God that have destroyed Christianity, the reason is the anointing. It's difficult for you to tell somebody that the anointing that is going in the church there, despite all that anointing, that God is not with them. If God is not with us, then what of all these miracles? What of all this anointing everywhere? How can you say that? Amen. Praise the Lord. Rabbi Apostle Peter said, be diligent to make your calling and election sure. He said, many are called, a few are chosen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a parable in Luke chapter 4 that makes it very, very clear for us. Hallelujah. Sorry, Mark chapter 4, not Luke. Mark chapter 4, sorry. Verse 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God. Christ is giving you a mystery. And I pray that somebody who has not heard this before will catch this mystery. It will help you to stand where you should stand. And it will also help you to understand that God can move away from somebody and he will not know that God has moved away. That is what is in that parable. So is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But, note verse 29, when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle because the harvest is come. Verse 29, when does he bring the sickle for the harvest? It is only when the fruit is brought forth. Let me explain it. That picture there is the picture of the history of the church. He said, it is like when a farmer will go to the farm during sowing time and plant a seed. When is he coming for the harvest? Amen. That explains why Christ has not yet come. That explains why there looks like a delay in the coming, second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's coming for the harvest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the day of Pentecost, that was when the church was inaugurated in Acts chapter 2. That was when the church, the seed for the church was sown. And it started growing from then. In another scripture, he said, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. Am I correct? Amen. Commander, the master called commander. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. You turn the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry calling now, commander. Oh, commander. Jesus, the room of the sun. You fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. Then in Isaiah 28, he said, all tables are full of vomit. The table there is where the food is served from. The storehouse of the Lord is the pulpit. He said, all tables are full of vomit. But now, in this church, Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed.
To embrace his chosen people, come and die.
Oh,
with his smile, he does well. And supplies our every need. Oh, is he to stop with Jesus?
Oh, the
come and die. The master calling, come and die.
Turn the water into wine. To the hungry, call and
die. He said, where the carcass is, where the fresh food is, where the eagles will be gathered. Can I see the eagles here tonight? Oh, let the eagle sit, eat, and let your faith muscles grow. I'm trying to explain something to you. He said, except the corner will fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. People don't understand what it means. That's why you will understand why Jesus had to die. He was the only Son of God. And God wanted to produce more sons, and Jesus needed to reproduce more of himself. Amen. Listen, church. The seed that was put under the earth. Amen. Listen, there is a life inside that seed. It is not that very seed that you will harvest later. He is only the life carrier. So that through him, more seeds will be produced at harvest time. The life that is in that seed, first and foremost, that seed will die. How many days did it take him to resurrect? How many days? 3 days. The first day, he was still there, dead. But something was happening there through that life. The second day, he was still there, dead. He took the third day. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The church of Jesus Christ was planted on the day of Pentecost. In 3:25, he died. It is the policy. It has to die. That is God's principle. It must die. People will ask, why does God allow his people to suffer? Watch the second horse rider, the red horse rider. In his period, he was killing and killing. They were killing believers. And God folded his hands and he was looking at them. And he looked as if they were helpless, as if God had abandoned them. My father, why have thou forsaken me? It's only Jesus that cried that cry. Many more people cried that cry. But unknown to them, he was allowing it to work out his purpose, to fulfill a principle. You must die. But after 3 days, what are the 3 days? Justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Somebody understand me. Now let me tell you, praise the Lord. When it was time for that seed to grow, according to that parable from verse 26 of Mark chapter 4. Now, he said the first thing that will come out is the blade. Day number one. Age for restoration. Now, listen, church. The thing that produced those leaves is the life that is in that seed that was planted. Now, it is traveling. It is moving. It is moving. I am talking about the church of Jesus Christ. Now that's it. When it moves, it is on, Abby. Now the person that planted it and any other person passing by, they will look at it. Oh, this man, hey, he get plenty corn. Amen. He got plenty corn. But it is not yet time for the rapture. Now listen, after some time, it will move again, praise the Lord, to another stage of that call. And watch it. Anytime it moves to the next stage, the former stage it was, we die. Why? Because the life that made it to be green has moved away to another stage. I'm talking to somebody here. Listen, church. I'm showing you a mystery. So that you'll understand who we are, where we are. Eh? Hallelujah. Justification. It was Martin Luther that spearheaded it. And there was Protestant movement that moved away from the Catholic Church. And then it started. And there was revival at that time. And before you know what, we are Lutherans, we are this, we are that. All the denominations that started and broke up at that time from the Catholic system. That was the life that was moving. After some time, it moved to another stage of that plant, John Wesley. With the doctrine of holiness, without which no man will see God. By the time he moves there, if you are following Luther and you refuse to move with the life that moves to the next stage, what happens? You will die. You are there, part of the corn, part of the church of Jesus Christ, bearing his name. But look at you now, you are drying up. No life. And God moved again to 1906. The Azusa Street Revival. And the Wesleyans, and the Baptists, and all the rest. And they say, no way, blah, 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 blah. And all the reformations that came up within that time. They refused to accept the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, the outpouring of the gifts, the revival of 1906 that produced the present day Pentecostal movement. They refuse to follow it. Turn and look at them today. If there is any life among them now. Presbyterians, Baptists, Wesleyans, Koiboy, ERCC, Cochin Church, Equa, Ekan. Mention them one by one. Anytime you see them preach, they are busy condemning the gifts of the Spirit. Why? The life moved away from them. And instead of them to move along with it, they remain where they are. At the end, the thing reaches the final stage, the bride age. And God sent a message to that man, William Marion Brown, and all the Pentecostals. And all the denominations they united against him. And the life left them. And it was in the days of William Branham. That William Branham, the prophecy went forth. Ichabod is written against the Pentecostal movement. Ichabod is the glory has departed. The glory has departed. They were sitting there holding on to this, holding on to that. When God has now begun. And then, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By the time we reached the bright edge, there was a voice to the ministry of William Marion Brown. Hallelujah. Fulfilling Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and verse 6, part B. Restoring our faith. Back to the original seed that was planted. Hallelujah. Back to the totality of the Word of God. That's why in Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, because he is soon going to take the sickle, for the harvest has come. This is the age for the rapture. And he is not coming for a group of people that are just religious. He is coming for the seed that he planted on the day of Pentecost, that we have a picture in the New Testament Bible. Same doctrine, same anointing, same teaching, everything as it was in the Bible. To be a group of people, you see the message of that seven church age messenger, to turn our hearts back to the apostolic faith. That's why we are not ordaining women pastors, because it's contrary to the apostolic doctrine. That is why we don't have branches with headquarters here at the Jesha. That is why, oh glory be to God. That's why it is not a one-man show ministry, it's a five-fold ministry. There are prophets, there are evangelists, there are pastors. And there are teachers. And there are apostles. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why we allow the gifts to operate in our midst. That's why it is not a family church. Daddy and mommy own a church. It's contrary. That's why we don't teach Trinity, because there is nothing like that that supports in the Bible. God is one in three offices, not three personalities. That's why we baptize in the name of Jesus, because that name Jesus is the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. That's why we tell you that the baptism, that the evidence of the Holy Ghost is not speaking in tongues. We know better. That's why we tell you that everybody in the church cannot speak in tongues. It's not proper. It's not proper. How we know the Bible says without holiness no man will see God? How we know the Bible says that the friendship of this world is enmity with God, and he called it adultery? And that's why we must appear and look different from the world, for we are ambassadors for Christ. Yes. That's why we tell our sisters, dress like Christian sisters. Dress and look odd from this world. Dress in a way that you'll be different, and you will stand out clear different from this world. Yes. It is coming back to the apostolic faith. Once you begin to see a group of people that suddenly respond, and they are fashioning themselves after the original church in the Acts of Apostles, then, you know, look up, your redemption is nations are breaking, Israel's awakening, the sign of the prophet's foretold. The Gentile is numbered with harlots and boomers. Eternity soon will come. Hallelujah! The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Your life streamed and fled. Oh, look up, your redemption is near. Hallelujah. Another stanza in that song says, false prophets are lying, God's truth they are denying, the Jesus of Christ is our God. Through this generation, Christ God's revelation, we warrior the apostles have told.
redemption is there. Next time I'm failing for you. Be filled with a spirit. Well, I dream that there. Look up, your redemption is
whether they like it or not, this age will see the second coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. What makes me think so? Too many scriptures to support it. Malachi chapter 4, 5 and 6 fulfilled. Revelation chapter 10, verse 7 fulfilled. 1 Thessalonians, hallelujah. Chapter 4 and verse 16. He said, concerning the rapture, he is coming in three stages. He said that the Lord will descend first with what? Say very loud. The first stage of the rapture, that shout is a message. Come back to the Bible. And if you have not heard the shout, you can never hear the next stage. The voice of the archangel that produces the seven thunders, that gives you the rapturing faith, positioning yourself for the third stage, the trump of God. And the trump of God is the stage that everyone will hear his voice. Moses, Alu, come forth. Who again? Who again? This thing that we are speaking now, amen. It looks as if we are speaking rhetorics and grammar. One of these days, it will become a reality. In this, the closing days of time.
Glorious gift of God that soon will us to supply.
Oh,
he shall reign, King of kings and Lord of lords.
He's coming soon.
He's coming soon. He's coming.
treasures are passing through. My treasures are alive. Somewhere beyond the blue. The angels speak of me. From my roots to the ground. And I can't
be
in this world anymore.
Everybody now.
Oh, I do know. I have no friend like you. Who's ever this not my own? When I'm alone, I do.
Oh,
it's just a story. Oh, my good, so good, I'm so glad
he loved me.
Oh,
there is a country far beyond the starry star.
Like a city
where they never come again. Oh yes.
With your people we shall go by and by.
Oh.
With a city where they laugh. With a laugh.
Hallelujah. That's the blessed assurance we have. All these sacrifices we make here, people don't understand. And we are in the days of the latter rain. And God is moving in His power again. And people are thinking that that song, God is moving in His power again, it has dual meaning. He said, God is moving in His power again. It was in His power that He moved from justification to sanctification. It was in His power that He moved from sanctification to glorification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is in His power that He's gathering the bride now for home glory. God is moving in His power again. It's not just healing, deliverance, miracle. The greatest power that God has is the power that transforms a sinner to a saint. Oh yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to encourage those of you who have taken a decision to follow this message to know that you are right in a move of God. I'm telling you, I've not made a mistake. Because the gathering that is here, if not, I have told you, when God wants to do something, He will do it in a way that everybody will know only God can do this. I told you the last time I spoke here, I said, in every, especially in this part of the world, because we are very tribalistic. If the founder of a church is a Yoruba man, even if they open branch at Newi, it will be a Yoruba man that will be the pastor. Praise the Lord. And if we gather many Yoruba people at Newi, majority of the people that will be attending that church will be Yoruba people. If it is an Igbo man, the man will even be preaching their, you know, in Igbo language, so everybody will not say, no, half your people get out. If a Calabar man get to church, now they go full there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But this is a church where Hausa man the pastor, and then the Igbo people come full here. Only God can do this. Because God is moving in His power again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is it you see? God's attributes we are manifested to His bride in this last age. We have called a revelation by the last prophet message. And we know who we are and what we are reserved for. Praise the Lord. Original Christian.
Original, 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 original
adoption.
We are called to adoption, to authority and power. Sleep the dead, we wake and join us. God has taken in this time. Change the day to be over. Glory, hallelujah. You are God. Oh, the original. Oh, the original. Original.
Hey, this is the